Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway, and I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Tanzina Vega. Unemployment numbers continue to soar in the U.S. due to the coronavirus. That leaves millions of Americans trying to secure some sort of income to pay their bills. But filing for unemployment benefits has proven to be a challenge because so many people are trying to get benefits at the same time. The federal government passed the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or the CARES Act, which will expand unemployment insurance to help those affected by the virus. This can all be pretty confusing, so we brought in Kevin DeLibon, who's an attorney with Legal Aid of Arkansas, to answer some questions about this new act and other ways you can get assistance. First, we asked Kevin what the CARES Act is exactly.
Congress, with the most recent CARES Act, has made a new kind of unemployment that, for the purposes of this interview, I'll just call special unemployment for people who normally couldn't qualify for the state's normal unemployment program. Self-employed people, people who may not have a really long work history with their job, maybe they just started.
So let's say that you've lost your job because of this pandemic. Should you apply through your state, through the CARES Act, through both? Like, what do you do?
So the states are all going to be in charge for processing applications for either normal or special unemployment.
Okay.
So you want to make your application with your state. If you're not eligible under normal unemployment, they may go ahead and deny you. The federal government just came out with guidance over the weekend about the special unemployment program, and many states like Arkansas haven't yet developed the ability to actually process those applications and approve those applications. It's not up to you to know whether you qualify for normal or special unemployment. The most important thing is to apply. And then if you get denied for normal unemployment, you may need to apply again for special unemployment at a later time when your state gets the things in place that they need to process the applications.
So it sounds like you're saying don't give up if you get dinged once.
Definitely don't give up.
Okay.
Ever during any of this. And it's going to be supremely frustrating. And we know that.
Is there a waiting period for getting benefits or even for applying for benefits if you've just lost work because of the virus?
No. Normally, many states have a 1 week waiting period. The federal legislation has pretty much done away with that. And I think most states on their own have also done away with that. So once you lose your job, you're going to want to apply for unemployment as quickly as possible.
A lot of people have said they can't get through either online, on the phone, and they're really frustrated trying to apply for benefits. What advice do you have for people who are trying to get their benefits?
First, we know that even in the best of times, benefits are really hard to get. Whether we're talking about unemployment or Medicaid or SNAP, agencies have been left underfunded for a long time. And so even the best of intentions that staff may have are difficult to realize in the best of times. Now that we have this pandemic, so many more people need social services than ever before. And that frustration level is going to go through the roof because agencies are understaffed and they can't answer phones and websites are breaking and all of this stuff. What people need to do throughout all this is document everything. So every time that you tried to call, write the time, write who you talked to, if you're able to get through to somebody. If you can't get through to somebody, just if you can take a screenshot of all your attempted calls. When you're on the website, make sure that you keep a copy of the completed application. Take screenshots. If it breaks down and you don't get through at all, then you need to document that as well. If you're in person, you might be expecting long waits, but you're going to want to know, when did you get there? What documentation did you give them? Take screenshots of the application if you filled it out on a paper application and just document everything.
What about other programs that people should think about, you know, beyond unemployment, if they are facing financial hardship, if they're having trouble putting food on the table?
The quickest way to get sort of money into your pocket may be the SNAP program, which many people still know as food stamps.
Right.
If you've lost income as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak, you may be eligible for expedited processing, which can get benefits into your pocket as quick as 7 days. Also, many states are giving people the maximum amount of SNAP benefits that you would get for a household of whatever your size is. So maybe you're on your own and normally you only get 20 or 30 bucks of SNAP, but with emergency SNAP, you can get the full amount for your household, which would be 194 for a person of one.
Wow.
And this is going to be particularly important for the people who don't qualify for normal unemployment, because that special unemployment program, depending on your state, may not be available to you for several weeks. And so there really is no other bridge benefit other than SNAP that can get some money into your pockets. People may be eligible for TANF if they have children in the home.
Temporary assistance for needy families.
Exactly. And what many people consider cash welfare benefits. The other thing we, of course, encourage folks to do is consider applying for Medicaid, which is pretty much the main way that low-income folks can get health insurance in the United States. Medicaid program rules vary from state to state, and some states haven't expanded Medicaid so that everybody could potentially be eligible. But applying for Medicaid is some way to at least get some sort of health insurance if you meet the income rules.
There are some changes also to sick leave under the CARES Act. What should people know about that?
As part of the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which was passed just before the CARES Act, Congress enacted a scheme for paid sick leave. For full-time workers, you can basically get 2 working weeks off. For part-time workers, it just depends on what your average is. You have to be unable to work or telework because of some sort of connection to COVID. And if you can establish that, you can get that time off. It can be as much as 100% of your regular pay. If it's for because you're sick yourself or advised to quarantine or have symptoms, that only applies for people who are unable to work or telework. If you need to care for your son or daughter and the school is closed because of the pandemic, in that situation, you may be able to receive up to 10 more weeks of paid time off for the amount of up to $200 per day. It's basically 2/3 of your normal salary.
You know, there are going to be people listening to this who maybe have never been laid off before, maybe never applied for benefits. Are there things they should know going into that process that you think could make this easier for them?
One thing to know is just that it's going to be frustrating. Again, in the best of times, so at Legal Aid, we help people with very low incomes all the time, all year round. And again, under the best of circumstances, accessing these benefits can be very hard. Even state caseworkers who have the best of intentions and are good public servants are often working in an environment that's really stressful, and they're understaffed, and it's difficult. Now, because of the huge demand, it's going to be even more so. So be prepared to be patient. I know that's easy for me to say and hard to do, but it's one thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to persist. Document everything. If you are mailing anything and can afford it, send things via certified mail. Just think in terms of things going wrong and you having to prove that you did what you were supposed to do at some later point. The other thing to know is that there are legal aid organizations in every state. Now, we're nonprofits. We have our own resource issues. There's not enough of us to go around. But your local legal aid organization should have some sense of what's going on in your state and be able to help you if you apply for benefits and are denied or think that the amount you're getting is wildly wrong. We are attorneys that provide our services for free in civil legal matters like unemployment or other public benefits.
Kevin DeLeban is an attorney with Legal Aid of Arkansas. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Lizzie.